Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to another episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. This is a special guest episode. That's right. I've got Kel. Remember her from the Australian Movie Podcast? Me and her did a podcast together. She's also technically my girlfriend, but yeah, she's on the podcast. That's right. She's back by popular demand. She's back on this podcast for a change. Yes, she's not dead or killed or anything like that. She is back. So we are going to talk about Idle Hands, which is a classic movie from 1999, goes for 92 minutes, has an internet movie database rating of 6.2 out of 10. I'm sure everyone knows what the movie is anyway, so let's just jump into a quick synopsis and then let's get into the chat with my guest who's waiting here to talk. Okay, here we go. 17-year-old slacker Anton Tobias wakes up one Halloween morning to discover that both his parents have been turned into two headless Halloween decorations. After speaking to his equally irresponsible friends Mick and Penub, he discovers that his right hand has a bloodthirsty mind of its own and is hell-bent on wreaking havoc whether it likes it or not. Oh my god, no control of your hand? Oh my god, sounds like when I was a teenager. Oh, anyway, that's the Idle Hands. So who stars in it, you ask? Well, I can tell you that right now. We've got Devin Sawyer, Seth Green, Eldon Hansen, Jessica Alba. Oh my god, Vivica A. Fox. We've got Jack Noseworthy. We've got Sean Whalen. And we've got Fred Willard. That's pretty much most of the main hitters in that. And there's not much else I want to talk about before we get into the episode. Let's jump straight into talking about the movie, hey? Here we go. Alrighty.
Whoa, sorry, Kel. Sorry, just before we have a conversation, I know you're keen to talk about Idle Hands, but I've got to do a promo clip. And this week's one is the Brainstorming Project. That's right. It's Chad's little side project from the Cheers Big Ears podcast. He's got a little side piece. It's the Brainstorming Project. And what is it, you ask? Well, okay, I could tell you. Oh no, I'm not going to tell you. Listen to the clip. Here it is. It's the Brainstorming Project. Check it out on Instagram and everything else. Brainstorming Project. Here we go. Here's the clip. Enjoy. And then we could talk about the movie. Okay, Cole. Sorry, I won't take any more time. We'll just listen to this and then we'll talk about Idle Hands. Okay, I swear.
Imagination, creativity, storytelling, brainstorming, or Brainstorming. This is the Brainstorming Project. Join me, Chad, or as I probably should go by now, Brainstorm, each week as I use my overactive imagination to brainstorm ideas. Each week I'll pick a different genre and create a story from scratch. Characters, world, premise, the whole kit and caboodle. The creative process in podcast form. This should be fun. Listen to the Brainstorming Project wherever you get your podcast fix. Join the Brainstorm.
So that was a quick rundown of the movie. So Kel, I've got you here. Welcome back. Everyone has been emailing me every day going, where is she? Did you kill her? Did you lock her in your basement? I'm like, no.
I'm alive.
But you are back. We did the Australian Movie Podcast. We parted ways on that awkwardly.
Never to be seen again.
The fame was too big for us. We couldn't handle it. So we went solo. Do you have a solo podcast now?
Yeah, I'm flying solo. I'm flying solo.
I've never had one email ever. It would be nice if someone asked something once in a while. If your thoughts on the movie...
You are kidding me.
Yeah. Oh, you're fucking big time in me now.
Because everyone's really big on email now.
Okay, so first question to this. We're not going to go through the whole movie, talk about every scene. We're just going to ask questions about the movie and all that sort of stuff. Have a good conversation about it. You love a good Idle Hands. So I didn't realize you fucking knew every word of the movie. How many times have you seen this movie?
A few times. We watched it a lot of growing up. Not like when we were five or anything. Mate, I don't know. I don't know if we were like tweens or teens, but
I just need to call docs quickly.
We watched it a lot. Yeah.
What about this movie made you watch it so many times?
I don't know. It's just like, it's a fun movie, but it's about a guy killing people. But it is. It's pretty fun. They're pretty funny. I think Seth Green's character is pretty funny.
Comedy horrors are pretty safe, right? Well, you watch them.
I don't have an opinion.
You literally won't watch scary ones.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be watching. Oh, Hostel was a funny movie.
It was a really fun movie. I really enjoyed it.
I love the salad fingers guy.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll show you then.
No, thank you.
No, I don't want to see that. All right. Who's your favourite character in this then?
Antoine.
Yeah, that is super loud. You're not the umbilical brothers. Oh, tablet. No, my stomach. I'm Gary Babley. So loud.
Sorry.
No, you're right. All right, so who was your favourite character in the movie?
Anton.
Anton. Oh, all right, you've gone for the lead.
Every teen tween girl back in the day loved Devin Sawyer, even without a hand.
You're like, I could give him a hand.
Oh, gross.
Was it, did you like how nervous and sweaty he is in every movie in late 90s? He's like mental. He's physical comedy, like extraordinaire. Like, that is crazy.
You are forgetting a really important movie.
Casper.
Casper and Now and Then.
Oh, okay. Don't think I've seen Now and Then. Does he act like a nervous, crazy person in that?
No, definitely not. He's the boy next door.
Oh, okay. Oh. I want to move where he lives. I want a slice of that, Devin.
Ew.
Oh, ew. You just said you wanted him.
I know, but he says that.
Young girls, I imagine.
Yeah, probably did. No, still didn't.
Possibly girls now still. So who was your worst character then, if he was your favourite?
Probably the dude in the singlet, the guy who likes the metal and works on his ute all the time.
Shout out the devil!
I can't stand that character. Never liked him.
Yeah, he was well rapey.
Yeah. He's like, are you in high school?
Yeah. Ugh. Like he was literally going to mourners at a gravesite. To pick up.
Yeah, he was disgusting.
He was like Will Ferrell's character and like, what is it, The Wedding Crashers or whatever. He's like, you know, man, weddings are good, but funerals is where it's at. Like he's like picking people up and that. Don't get the reference.
No, I do remember that. I'm just like, yeah, equally creepy. Yeah.
I didn't say he was a legend. He's like,
That guy.
He did it before he did.
Okay, so this is one of my all-time favorite movies growing up. Can quote a lot of the scenes.
Sure can.
What was your favorite scene?
I reckon probably the one at the end where it like references the beginning, where it's like, you know, I'm under the bed and he's like in a full body cast. He's like, no! And then his two mates are walking down there and like, they're like, oh, should we have told him we wrote it on the roof?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
That's pretty funny. He's just stressing out. They're like, yeah, whatever, let's get snacks.
I like that it kind of like that has that kind of vibe and humor the whole way through.
They don't care at any point. Like he's like, hey,
really don't.
Cut the Kevin Costner speech. We don't give a shit. Like, let's just go.
Or when they let the hand out and they're just like more like worried about their burritos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was probably my favorite scene where he's like, oh, we should clean it. Yeah, we should totally clean it. No, fuck that. It's not our house.
Yeah. Well, we're at it. Let's clean the whole fucking house.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite part. That reaction is so good because he's like, oh, should we? He's like, no.
I'll tell you another scene you really liked was when he was like, don't you ever watch the news? And you're like, hate that fucking show. You like that bit.
Yeah, I know. I want to use that line now. I never watch the news. I'm like, yeah, it fucking sucks. What was your favorite scene or scenes? Just the first 90 minutes.
I like that. Just like all of them. I don't know why, but when we were growing up, we always used to quote, I thought you were dry. And it's not even that dramatic. He pretty much just goes, I thought you were dry. But we made it really like, you said you were dry.
I think your favorite scene was the one where which I think literally the same scene or whatever, he's like, you said you were holding.
I didn't say what I was holding. I do love that whole scene.
He's grabbing his dick. You were laughing so hard at it.
I know. And how weird, like, as tweens or teens, like, I don't know how old we were, but we weren't very old.
Yeah.
We used to quote that scene.
Guys grabbing their dicks, hilarious.
Like, what?
I feel like now you're like, that's disgusting.
Like, my parents did not police what we were watching at all.
Yeah, I'll do that Doc's joke again. All right. It seemed like it started strong with them, but yeah, did you have a favorite 90s item or reference or anything like that that was shown in the movie?
I like the song at the start and that he plays when he's waking up to. I can't even remember what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what was it. And right at the end.
Something, but it was like he had Walkmans playing it and he went to two different ones to hear the same song.
And in his bed, he just had CDs.
Yeah.
Like, they were just lying in his bed. Like, why?
Yeah. I love music, man.
What was your favorite 90s reference?
I don't know, because a lot of it wasn't that dated, to be honest. I feel like it was cool seeing Walkmans and all that sort of stuff, but it wasn't that much. I feel like it was seeing The Offspring. The Offspring was just the band, and it was singing Ramones, and they sang their own song. It was just cool. Like, the music in that was just feels like it was, like, encapsulating the time.
Yeah, it did. Oh, I know what mine was.
What was that?
Jessica Alba's hair. Oh, yeah. I feel like I cut my hair like that in the 90s. It was really terrible.
What was the go with Jessica Alba in that? Like, do you reckon they told her to be seductive as hell? Like, every line was like, what do you want me to do?
But yeah, but she's like seductive but innocent.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's meant to be the innocent, sweet soul they want to take. And then she talks like that the whole time. It's almost, where do you want me to put it?
Oh my gosh, I didn't think you would grab me.
Yeah. I respect that. And it's like grabs her ass and then doesn't let go. It's not even a smack.
It's like, yeah, this whole scene was pretty gross.
It's like actually a long-term grope.
Yeah.
So weird.
Why do you think it was only his friends who came back? Like, he killed so many people, including his parents, and it was literally only his friends who came back from the dead.
I was going to ask you the same thing. I was like, why are the two... He buried the four people at the exact same time, the exact same dirt area, and only they came back, and no explanation why those two came back.
And I mean, I'm not disappointed because I feel like the parents weren't overly exciting characters.
I could go without Fred Willard or that redhead mum. Yeah, I...
Scooter!
Don't use that baby name anymore. He doesn't like it. It's like, he doesn't do anything. Who cares? No, I wondered the exact same thing. I was like, why are they back? It's never explained.
And he literally killed so many people. Like, he was pretty much a serial killer in that town.
Yeah.
And they were the only ones that returned. It was so strange.
Everything about it
didn't make any sense.
It didn't make any sense. I feel like there was two things that really didn't make any sense. Was that the first part was like the demon hunter chick. I'm a druid warrior or whatever. Like, the demon possesses one lazy person to kill as many people as possible to bring one soul to hell or whatever. That's what I wrote, whatever. I couldn't remember exactly. But like, that was her weird explanation. Why is it possessing people? Why would it possess a lazy person if they wanted it to kill heaps of people? Possess someone motivated who would do more effort. And why they killing as many people as possible just to kill the one person, which they seem to already know? Just grab the person they want to kill. Or do they need to kill Jessica Alba to get it? I don't understand anything about it.
It really doesn't make any sense.
Fucking stupid. Like, they've put like a slight backstory that makes no real sense just to be like, some lazy motherfucker needs to do this or whatever. And you're like, why? That doesn't make any sense. Why are they killing everyone else? Just go for Jessica Alba instantly.
I feel like they had to come up with that backstory just so they could choose like Devin Sawyer, and so he could just be like a little stoner and have funny friends.
Yeah.
Like, that was literally the
whole
reason.
Bring back his friends because they're funny for no reason why. And the other part I didn't understand was at the end was like, he saves her life just, and they're basically like smoking up and they're having a good time and all this sort of shit. His friends literally kill him. And then like they get sent to heaven, and then he decides to stay. He got killed, and then it's like they're like, oh, you can go to heaven now. What? You're already dead. Why would heaven suddenly be taking you to? It's like heaven showed up like the bright light to take them. And I don't understand why they, yeah, we're gonna go now, see ya. And then he's like stayed, and she's like, oh my god, I can't believe you blew off heaven to stay with me.
She was like, it's so cool.
Yeah. So cool. Cringy. And he's in a full body cast. He's like, it's not that cool. And it's like he's a good guy, like you said.
I should have chosen heaven.
Yeah. I've just killed every person in my family and friends. Like, everyone in the street's
dead. I never
dead.
Really thought about it until I watched it, like, this time. About the whole, like consequence of him killing everyone. Like, is he going to, like, actually go to jail? Like, is it, like, does everyone know that it was him? Like,
yeah. I feel like no one did.
I feel like there's no consequence for
he
that
He killed
whatsoever.
Two cops in his house. His parents are dead.
There was like all the reports on the news at the start as well, and the people who worked at the like little takeaway restaurant.
Yeah, everyone's dead, and it's just he's just like, oh, I cut my hand off, I'm good now. It wasn't me. See, like, yeah, but you killed them and then you cut it off. Yeah, it's just weird when you look at it. You're like, he's not a good guy in this. He's killed. Oh, it's not his fault or whatever else. Like, I guess that's what it's chalked up to. But no one in their world would be like, oh, you had a possessed hand. Sure, you did.
Yeah.
Which the second it was killed, like they said, like
Seth. It was definitely your hand, not you.
Yeah, Seth Green was so good in that though, where he's just like, oh, that's it. Like they, she throws the knife through it, stabs him in the heart. He's like, oh, no hellfire, no huge. Oh, I'm down. Take me to hell. He's just like, oh, that's it.
Because I literally always think that at the end of the movies when things happen so quickly like that, I'm like, yeah. Oh, a massive anticlimax.
Did you run out of money or something?
Yeah. I love that he just names it like, that was shit.
Yeah, he's like, this is shit. And then she's just like, ritualistic sex time. You're coming with me. And he's like, okay, kitten, or what?
Yeah, that couple's just gross. It just grosses me out.
I'm like, she's like completely blind to how rapey the guy is and whatever else. And I feel like she's like worse than him probably. So I'm not used to girls asking me, would you prefer an idle foot or an idle hand?
Nah. I feel like probably a foot because it'd be easier to cut off. And get rid of. I don't know if it could make you do as many things as an idle hand could. Like an idle hand could make you do heaps more stuff that you wouldn't want to do.
Do you think you'd just kick in stuff and kick people?
I reckon you'd just be kicking, I reckon you'd be running all over the place. Except for like then like, I don't know, like you would throw your hips out. It's like you'd have one leg that was like going like crazy. Yeah. One that was just like dragging along.
Yeah. You're constantly doing the splits and like the second it goes the wrong direction and like a hand that just turns your body, like your leg snapped.
It's like Kaiser Sose.
What? What is that word?
Kaiser Sose. We've talked about this. The Usual Suspect.
Oh, right. Yeah. It was the mug. Yeah. I didn't get it.
Like, I'm cutting this whole section.
Yep. This is your last question, I think.
So if you had a idle hand or an evil hand, would you cut it off?
I feel like, do you reckon there was any way you could pass it on to someone else? Because he just got it randomly. Like, if I feel like I could work out how to pass it on to someone else, I would.
Yeah, how did it leave the other guy who was in jail? That's a good point.
I have no idea how it went.
Maybe
from that.
Maybe because he didn't have any opportunity to kill anyone else because he was in jail, so it moved on.
Is it literally looking for the laziest person? The no laziest people in the state that it was in that made the pentagram on the map that she missed like all the points. And I think she just added a point so she could make it a pentagram. But yeah, with that fact, it's like no one in whatever state this fat guy in jail was there. He's just got this weird long fingers now. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah. The next laziest person in town was him. Like, yeah, no one. He had to die for the next laziest person.
It's not a great rap for him.
Yeah.
He had to actually chop his hand off, whereas the other guy just, yeah, got to pass it on somehow.
Yeah, just died with his face against the bars in jail or something.
So if you could pass it on to someone, you would do that rather than chop it off.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
But if I, yeah, if I could.
Chopping off seems like a drastic measure.
If I could delegate it to someone else to put up with it, then I would. But yeah, if it was for me until I died, unless I got rid of the hand and it started causing me a lot of problems, I feel like I would probably eventually cut it off maybe.
Okay, here's another question. If you had to delegate it to someone, who would you delegate it to?
I don't know, because that's the thing. It's like, you don't know. Is it going to get them in trouble so they get in shit? Like, you're going to make it, like, real vindictive?
I feel like you don't know. That's the whole thing. You don't know what they're going to do.
Well, yeah, if it's literally just cut it off and I don't give a shit, I'm like, second, it's not me. I don't care.
I feel like you would, though, if they were, like, close by. Like, you wouldn't want it to go to your neighbour, because like, then they'd probably kill you.
Yeah, true. But yeah, I don't know. Because then if you kill them, does it go back to you or...
I don't know. We don't actually know how it transfers or how it works.
It's just the laziest motherfucker. I guess like if we're doing it in the world of idle hands where you just have to not be the laziest person in the world, just do a few things each day. Like make sure you have a shower
just
and...
don't be lazy.
Don't wear a bloody shirt for the entire movie. And I don't know. If I did enough jobs, I feel like I'd be safe.
Who was your favourite character?
I feel like my favourite character was Seth Green. He was hilarious.
Yeah, you liked him a lot.
He had like all the good lines.
Yeah, he did.
He was cool.
I did really used to like Seth Green too, actually.
I always find Seth Green funny. He's always
Me
such
too.
A smartass. Yeah, no, Seth Green's in a movie called like Sex Drive or something, and he's like an Amish guy. And I remember like...
Amish.
Yeah. What?
Amish.
Yeah, like those like... they're like old style...
Amish.
Yeah. What did I say? Amish.
Amish?
Isn't that... Amish. A cabbage? Well, whatever. Yeah, was it Amish?
Amish?
What are you saying?
Amish.
Amish. Yeah, whatever. I was this years old when I found out that was how it was pronounced. I thought it was Amish. Didn't know, you're professor of words now. Well, anyway, yeah. Jesus. The Amish. Not even the point. I wasn't talking about Amish people. I was just telling you that he plays one in a movie.
I actually do vaguely remember that.
Yeah, and he's just a smartass. It's hilarious. It's like their car breaks down or whatever and he fixes it. And he goes, oh, cool, man. Here's some stickers or something.
And
he goes,
and he just replies to them like heaps calm and cool, but like hell sarcastic. He's like, yeah, I guess hours of labor and hundreds of dollars worth of parts. Yeah, man, I guess we're equal. You know, these stickers will make up for everything. Like, I guess I'll just feed my family these stickers. Like, thanks. Thanks heaps, man. And he's just so sarcastic. It's amazing. It's so funny. He's only in it for a small part. And he also fucks over Fallout Boy at some point, I think, from memory in the movie. But yeah, just really funny. Seth Green is the man. He's so funny. I love him. And that's why I love him in this movie.
He was in, I remember him being a smartass in that, in Austin Can't Powers. Hardly Wait and Austin Powers. Yeah. He's the best. That's all I have to say about that.
All right, we're keeping it pretty short, so I've just got two more questions for you. Do you have a favourite kill in the movie?
I feel like I always remember the one where he just gets the knitting needle and just shoves it through the guy's ear. Like, cause he's like, like, they're like, there's so much tension in the air. He's like,
drop the knitting needle.
He doesn't want to do it. He's like, I don't want to stop knitting. And you can just see Seth
Green. Don't want me to do this.
You can see Seth Green's eyes like going backwards and forwards like he's watching like a tennis match. And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, it just, he can't take it anymore. He just
straight through the ears.
What was your favourite one?
I mean, even though he's not 100% dead, I guess. Like, Seth Green's one with the bottle in the head. Like, that effect of the bottle in the head looked awesome. I would love that. Like, some prosthetic you could just keep on your head for a bit where people come past, they're like, oh, shit!
And that was, I feel like that was a good one because it was so unexpected, too. Like, he's there in the middle of a conversation, he just grabs the bottle and smashes it and smashes it in his head. Like, it's so quick. You're like,
First kill. Wait,
what happened? What just happened?
All right, so, yeah, the last question is... Out of 1 to 5, because it's a hand, how good was Devin
Sawyer?
Hilarious. I know, so good.
Such a good punchline.
Thought of that myself. How good was Devin Sawyer's hand acting in this movie?
I thought it was amazing. That was so good.
He fully went into it. Yeah.
There's one scene where he's fighting with his hand over the remote and you fully feel like his hand is actually possessed.
It's 100% believable. Like, he put so much effort into it. And how good was that scene in the bed with Jessica Alba? Like, he's, like, choking her and grabbing her and all this sort of stuff. She doesn't even question it. And then he, like, pretty much one-handedly ties himself to the bed with a ribbon. And then she's just like, ooh, kinky.
I know, she doesn't even question the fact that he, like, tried to choke her out while they were just, like, making out. So weird.
Yeah, like, what is this girl into? Like, instantly, automatically, like, a relationship with him as well. Gives her a book back, and then the next day it's like, oh, I thought you'd never come back.
And my girlfriend. I've got to save my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend? Wait, you're together now?
What part did you talking to her for 2 seconds and having a kiss, and you're suddenly, like, on a bed making out? Now it's, like, your relationship? Crazy. They move fast, these kids.
I don't feel like this is anything about our community issues.
So that was the movie Idle Hands. You seem to love it, but let's find out exactly how much you love it with some ratings. Here we go. Now it's time for the movie rating. There's 4 parts with a max score out of 5 per section, adding up to a potential total score out of 20. Part 1 is characters. Was it relatable? Was it fun? Was it annoying? Part 2 is the plot. Was it plausible? Enjoyable? Rubbish. Part 3 is the quality. Was it good effects? Did it look good? And part 4 is the vibe. What was the feeling once it finished? So that's the 4 sections, now let's find out the results. So part 1 is the characters. Were they relatable, fun, or annoying?
I love all the characters. I'm going to give them a 5.
A 5? Yep. Okie dokies. Nice one.
Oh, no, wait. I'll give them a 4 because there's 2 that I don't like.
All right. You don't like them. Can I guess which 2 they were?
Yeah.
It was Singlet.
Yeah.
And the lady, the druid warrior, whatever, on the bus.
Yeah, both just too much.
It was really annoying, eh?
Yeah, both of them were quite annoying.
No, that's fair. Okay, 4. Part 2 is the plot. Was it plausible, enjoyable? Was it rubbish out of 5?
Well, look, I feel like we've already spoken about the fact that it wasn't really plausible. There was a few holes in it.
Yeah, we kind of pulled it apart. The second you look into it, like your favourite movie from when you're young, you're like, yeah, this movie doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense at all. Like, literally no logistical reason why that would happen. Why did the friends come back to life? I'll give it a 3.
3?
It made enough sense.
Part 3 is the quality out of 5. Were there good effects? Did it look good? It's the same question, really.
I feel like, no, that's a different question. I feel like you did look good. Yeah, you weren't thrilled about the cure with them on the stairs, but I feel like they were good effects overall.
Yeah, no, I feel like we went through it and I was like, no, they were good. Because I feel like that didn't make sense. And you're like, no, it did. I'm like, yeah, good point. It did make sense. I love that bottle in the head.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, I love that look. I don't know why.
Can you do it to me?
All right. And part four, the vibe. How did you feel once you were finished watching it?
I'm going to give it a 5.
A 5? Okay.
I feel like it's a bit risky going back and watch a movie that you love from a long time ago because you're like, you don't know whether you're going to actually love it as much, but I did.
The law of diminishing returns.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
But the law of diminishing
returns. You can quote that if you like.
But
okay, all right. I can see why you're not welcome back all the time.
I can see why you're not a regular.
That's why the podcast ended.
But yeah, no, I love this movie. I think I just love everything about it.
The
I
vibe.
Love the, I love the vibe. I love the characters.
It's Marbo.
I love the characters. I love the humor of it.
Yeah, it's good, eh?
And it's just a silly concept.
It's silly. It's lighthearted. It's fun. It's like, it's so silly that the blood and all that doesn't affect you where
That's
any other horror would be.
That's probably why I like it so much.
I keep trying to use these as like the transition movie into like
transition
deeper,
drug.
Darker
it's like
horrors.
The gateway drug. Gateway horror.
We should watch Hostel after this or Saw or something, but you're like, no, I don't want to watch these. You said you watched these a lot when you were younger, didn't you?
I did. I've seen the Saw movies.
You said you watched all this.
I don't know if I ever watched Hostel.
And then you just gave up on them and then hate them now.
So to get too scared. It was cool because everyone came to my house because they're allowed to watch horrors there. Oh,
yeah. Perfect. So let's do a quick total there. I'm like, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. It's calculator. All right. Okay.
Like R2-D2.
Yeah, I'm just fingering his ass.
Ew.
I thought it was the keyboard.
Why did you have to be fingering his ass for?
I don't know. I thought it was a keyboard.
Been, like, talking to him.
I thought it was a calculator. I'm sorry. Okay, so the total, drum roll. 16 out of 20 is what you came up with for Idle Hands. All right, so thank you so much. We'll wrap it up. That was Idle Hands, and this was the Creepy Cat Podcast. It was great to have you back. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
That was good fun. Thanks for having me.
No worries. It's nice podcasting with you again.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
The fans have wanted it. By popular demand, you're back. She's back, everyone.
We got to give the fans what they want.
I know. Stop the emails, I tell you.
Enough already.
I keep my mailbox is full every day with them. Bring her back.
Hopefully that's kept them at bay for a while.
Yeah, you've got a fix now, right? But yeah.
Play it on repeat.
Yeah. We were cow. That's your vitamin K for the moment, okay? This is the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy. I was joined today by...
Kel.
And this was episode 4. It was Idle Hands. Thanks again for listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. And I'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
And now you do it.
I'm not saying that.
Cool. All right. Well, catch you all next week. See ya.